Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to our series on heaven. We started a series last week with our family talk, and today we continue. And I'm excited about this series because everybody wants to know about heaven. Everybody has a thirst, a desire to know more. And the problem is there are so many ideas out there in the world that some are incomplete, some are just strange and weird, some are not Christ-like. But another reason why I'm excited about the series on heaven is because if we can understand heaven, we understand our purpose for life now. If we understand where we're going, we know what we need to do now. If you think about taking a journey, if you're going to travel down to Cape Town, for example, then you need to plan. And you need to know the route that you're going to take, and you need to know the things that you need to pack, and make sure you've got everything in order so that you can make that journey. We too need to pack, need to plan, need to do the things necessary for our journey to heaven. So it's important to know what heaven is like so that we know what we need to pack, to live, to prepare for in this life. Now, last week's talk was about heaven being a place. We read scripture and we get the very clear idea that heaven is a place that we go to, but a place that is not of this world. The Lord says, my kingdom's not of this world, but there is a place called heaven where I go to prepare for you. So heaven, without a doubt, is a real place, not in this created universe, but a spiritual world, a spiritual creation. But we also know that the Lord said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Heaven is within you, but heaven is also a place. How do we bring those two together? Heaven, a place, heaven within me. This is going to be an underlying theme as we go through each week. How do we understand heaven so that we can make it part of ourselves now? Heaven, one day when we die, but also heaven in me right now. So where do we start in understanding heaven? In order to understand heaven, we need to think about the nature of God. Okay, that could be a huge topic. It could be a whole series by itself. So we're going to keep it simple. Turn to Scripture and get the essence of the nature of God, the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you turn to your pew cards, you can follow along at the top of your page there under Scripture. We read first from John 3:16, which is probably one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. For God so loved the world. God so loved the world. God is love. We read further from 1 John 4. Let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone who loves is born in God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is love. That is the essence of who He is. He is love. And from that love then flows His wisdom and the whole of creation. From that love, the Lord has created everything. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. a verse that I missed out on reading last week. I forgot about it. So I thought I should bring it in today. We read from the book called True Christianity. This is the book here, True Christianity. And you can find these books for free online. You can see the link there at the bottom of your page. So in True Christianity, we read, two things, love and wisdom, constitute the essence of God. But three things constitute or make up the essence of God's love. And here are the three things. His loving others outside of himself. His wanting to be one with them and blessing them from himself. Okay, so this is the essence of love. Wants to reach out to others. Wants to draw them in, be one with them, have a relationship with them so that he can bless us. So what is the purpose of creation? So that the Lord can be in a relationship with us and so that he can bless us for eternity. That is the purpose of the whole of creation right there. The Lord wants to be in a relationship with each one of us. He's reaching out constantly into our lives to try and draw us to him so that through that relationship, through the truths that he teaches us, he can bless us, that he can draw us into heaven. If we think of it in terms of the Bible that we have, the Lord's love has already given us the Bible. Each one of us probably has a Bible in our home. The Lord is reaching out to you. He's reaching out to us through his word. We read his word and we try and walk in his way. And in walking in his way, we receive the blessings that the Lord gives us. So there is the essence of heaven. Right there. Heaven is a kingdom of love. Why? Because God is love. So heaven is a kingdom of love. Love is the foundation. Love is the all-embracing essence of heaven. We get a sense of this union that the Lord is after when you read in the New Testament. Let's turn to John 14. He says to us, he who has my commandments and keeps them, he who has my word, he who has my Bible and keeps them. Okay, that's an important part. It's not just he who knows it. Faith is just one element. But we need to keep his commandments. So when we know the Lord, what he teaches, and we keep them, we do them, we actually go out and practice them, it is he who loves me. So if we love our neighbor, we are loving God. We can't love God and hate our neighbor. We can't love the neighbor without loving God. Okay, the love of the Lord and love of our neighbor are one commandment. So he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So we've got this backwards and forwards going again. The Lord has given us his commandments. We need to respond and we will receive from the Lord. This back and forth, back and forth. The more we practice living the Lord's commandments, the better we become at loving and the more the Lord can bless us. And so there's this backwards and forwards, us responding to the Lord in his word and in other people. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. From the book called Heaven and Hell, number 14. The reason the divine, which is God, the reason the divine in heaven, which in fact makes heaven, is love, is that love is spiritual union. Love is spiritual union. In other words, love is not of this world. Love is not something that we create. Love is what comes from the Lord. And when we love others in this world, we not just have a relationship with them, we have a union with them. When we love other people, we are spiritually connected to them. So that one day when we die and they die, that union, because it is spiritual, it's not a natural, it's not a physical union, it's a spiritual union, that union still exists. So one day when we die, we will meet all those whom we love. Why? Because we are spiritually connected. Love connects us to them. A couple who have loved each other in this world, when they die, they will love each other in the next world. What the Lord joins together in this world, He does not separate. Love is a spiritual union that lasts to eternity. It unites angels to the Lord and unites them, or angels, with each other. It does this so thoroughly that in the Lord's sight, they are like a single being. So what is love trying to do? It's trying to unite people together, bring people together. Further, love is the essential reality of every individual's life. It is therefore the source of life of angels and the life of people here. Love is the source of your life. What makes the world go round? What gets you up in the morning? What keeps you going from day to day is love. Okay? There are probably many of us who don't like to get up in the morning to go to work. Work is a drag. Work is boring. Work is difficult. Work has lots of problems. But we do it anyway because we love our family. And we know we've got to provide for them. And so love for our family motivates us to get up and do the difficult things so that we can build a life with our family. Love motivates us. It is our very life. It is our very purpose. We do need to realize, though, that it is the quality of our love that determines the quality of our life. The quality of our love determines the quality of our life. We've been talking mainly about the love that comes from the Lord, the good love, the generous love, the caring love that we have in our lives, that keeps us connecting with people, that brings us joy and happiness from relationships. But there is also that selfish love, that destructive love, that angry, frustrated, impatient love. That is not of heaven. That is of hell. So part of our journey in this world, part of our walk with the Lord, is to leave behind, is to sacrifice the love of ourself and our wants and needs, and to take on the Lord's love. Leave behind the things of hell and to take on the things of heaven. The quality of our love determines the quality of our life. It's not the quality of our material possessions. It's not the quality of our faith. It's the quality of our love that determines the quality of our life, now and forevermore. Now and forevermore. That love that is inside of us, hopefully good. Okay? We all have some good love in us. We all have some selfish love in us. Okay? We are all a mixture of hurt and love, of selfishness and generosity, of hell and of heaven. We are a mixture in our lives. The quality of the love that we are in, or the state of love that we are in, then affects our being, affects how we do things. I want to read to you from the teachings for the new church. Again, from the book Heaven and Hell, number 17. Swedenborg is talking about his experience. And he says, in all my experience in heaven, bears witness to the fact that the divine nature that comes from the Lord, affects angels and constitutes heaven, is love. In fact, all the people, all the angels there are forms of love, are vessels that receive love and thoughtfulness. Here's a beautiful image. They look incredibly beautiful. Love radiates from their faces, from their speech, and from every detail of their being. Their auras, or their spheres that emanates from angels, are so full of love that they touch the deepest reaches of life of the people they meet. Angels in heaven are forms of love that affects everything about them. That love is in their faces. That love is in the things that they say. That love is in every action that they do. Now, I'm sure we have experienced in life walking into a room of someone that perhaps we don't know, and we can get a vibe from that person. We can get a walk into their sphere, as it were. And some people have a sphere of peace and of comfort and trust. And other people, we might get an uneasiness about them. Okay? By our words, by our very actions, by the details of the things about us, we radiate outwards the quality of love that is inside of us. If we are in a good state, we have a smile on our face. Our face is open and we're welcoming and warm to other people. If we are in a selfish state, then we're closed off and we're cold towards another person. So in this beautiful image of what angels are like, and this love just radiating out of them, the question for us is, what's radiating out of us? What is radiating out of us? How do people feel in our company? Do we radiate that love and comfort and safety? Or do we radiate out a coldness and an uncaring, uninterested? And the reason why this question is important is because it's good to reflect. We have to reflect on our own lives and be honest with ourselves. What kind of a person am I? Am I radiating heaven, love? Or are there things that I actually need to change about myself because the things that radiate out from me are hurtful? But it's even more, it goes further out than that. As a congregation of the new church, one of the things, our mission, our vision, is to bring heaven to earth. Just as the Lord calls for, we say every week, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Are we as a community of people growing individually, reaching out and radiating out love so that together we radiate out as a church a welcome, warm, inviting place where we can learn from each other, learn from the Lord? So this has implications. When you go to work, what kind of attitude do you take to work with you? Are you able to, even in those difficult circumstances at work, or even in perhaps a negative environment in work, are you able to allow love to shine through anyway? Why would the Lord want us to try? Why would the Lord want us to try and radiate heaven, radiate love, be kind and caring and generous and understanding? Why? So that He can bless us. Because when we are trying to do our best in loving other people and reaching out and radiating out the best possible sphere, we are walking in the Lord's way. We are doing what the Lord asks us to do. We are coming into a relationship with the Lord. And the Lord says, when we are in a relationship with Him, He will bless us. And so how does the Lord bless us? We read number 18. The reason the Lord's divine nature in heaven is love is that love is what is receptive of every heavenly quality. If we are trying our best to love others, we are opening up ourselves to receive the blessings of heaven. And what are these blessings? What are these qualities? It is peace. So that deep peace that the Lord is with me. Intelligence, knowing what is true, knowing what is right, what is the path that I'm trying to walk. Wisdom. Wisdom is knowing how to take that truth that we know and to live it. What is the right thing for me to say in this circumstance? How should I be reacting to this? That's wisdom. Taking knowledge and applying it to life. And happiness, the joy of heaven. Peace, intelligence, wisdom, and happiness. I'm sure we've all been in circumstances where we don't know what the right thing to say is. We've all been in situations where perhaps someone in our life or at work has been through something difficult, and what do I say to them? How do I approach this? Or if someone's done something that is hurtful, how do I speak to this person about it? Okay, we desire for ourselves the peace of heaven, to be able to have confidence in the Lord that I can do this. The Lord has given me the power to do this. That I have the knowledge to help me through this difficult situation. I can apply that knowledge correctly, and that the outcome will bring happiness. The Lord wants to bless our lives, not in physical ways, not with money and with cars and with houses and with jobs. Those are earthly things that the Lord says, do not store up for yourself those things. Store up for yourselves the treasures of heaven. Search for the things that are of love. And it is through love that the Lord blesses us with those spiritual treasures. Love is receptive of everything that is in harmony with it. Okay, harmony. If you play a chord, Stu, play three notes of a chord for me. Harmony. Are the notes the same? No, they're different notes. But together, coming together, there's a beautiful harmony. If you play one note, Stu, just play one note, dun, 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 dun. Okay. After a while, that would get irritating. Harmony versus the same. Harmony is to be in heaven. The same is to be in hell. Harmony is to reach out to other people around you who are different to you. Is there anyone that you've met that is the same as you? Never. The Lord's created it like that. We are to reach out to those who are different to us. Because in the difference, there is harmony. To be selfish is to want everything my way, to search for the things that are like me. That is hell. So love is about harmony, reaching out and drawing to itself different things that all work together. Love longs for such things. It seeks them out. It absorbs them spontaneously because it has the constant purpose of uniting itself with them and being enriched by them. Being enriched. Our life is one where we are trying to enrich our life with different things and different experiences and different relationships. We come together as a beautifully mixed congregation. All different colors, all different languages, all different experiences, different backgrounds, different histories. But when we come together and when we share with each other, when we understand each other, when love seeks to unite, there we find a similar experience. Right? We've all experienced loss, haven't we? We've all experienced it differently, though. It's been a different loss. But we can learn through those differences, learn different ways of dealing with things, have compassion in different ways. And so the Lord has created love so that it draws to itself things that are different, wanting to have a union with them so that He can bless us through those unions, bless us through the differences that we're learning about, that we're overcoming in our lives. The Lord wants to bless us and enrich our lives. So we come back to today's topic. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. It is a place. Don't doubt that. Heaven is a place where you will go when you die. But heaven is real right now. It is possible for you right now. You've experienced it before. You're experiencing it today. You will experience it tomorrow. Heaven is tangible in the relationships that we have with other people, in the love that we share with other people, in the joy and the happiness that relationships bring when we walk away from a gathering and we feel, that was a good day. That was a nice day. You feel happy. You feel warm because of the relationships that you have. You are experiencing heaven. Heaven is real. Heaven is tangible. And so we need to look at ourselves and say, how can I bring the Lord's heaven, the Lord's love into my life today, tomorrow, and for eternity? Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Savior Jesus Christ, You are love, and from Your love You have created all of heaven, and You have created all of earth. And Lord, as we walk with You, as we learn from You in this world, will You help us to take on the challenge of loving outside of ourselves, turning our attention always to you, in our thoughts turning to you, in our words turning to you, and in our actions turning to you, that you might guide us and lead us to a loving relationship with other people. Lord, we thank you for all that you give, and we ask for your strength and for your courage to leave behind our old self, leave behind the things that are cold, and instead to walk towards your warmth and to your light as we reach out to others, draw them near, and bless them from you. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.